you for calling in with XPO. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Cheryl. It's Tom from Home Depot 0472. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
What is the phone number for the customer?
It is 480-443-1394.
Please hold. I'm waiting for that account to load.
You bet.
Okay, what is the customer's first and last name and the address as well?
Yes, it's Larry Dunlap, 12057 North 81st Street, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85260.
Okay, thank you for the information. How can I help you on the order?
So, Cheryl, this is a measure for a wall oven that was supposed to occur, but it never did because this zip code in our area, we lost our tech. And so I think I spoke to you previously about another order, and I spoke to three different agents, and you all sent a request from the upper management team to assign a new service provider for this area. So I was just wondering if anything's changed on that, if you can schedule this, or
okay,
if we're still waiting. Yeah, that's all.
Still waiting because we can't schedule. Everything is showing the full capacity. They did send another email over. We're just waiting for them to reach out to the customer. We don't have anything. We can't book anything. Everything on our end is yellow, and it's showing like this all the way up until it goes up until December. So we're not able to schedule anything.
December, oh, like the end of the year?
Yes, sir. Everything is yellowed out.
Okay, so.
But it did, I do see on the order where they stated that they called the customer to schedule for 2-9, but their line was busy.
Oh.
Okay. And then another email was sent over after that, so someone probably will follow up with the customer again.
Okay, so if that party calls the customer again and the line's not busy, will they be able to schedule it?
Yes, sir. That's the upper management. They'll be able to schedule.
Oh, okay. You just can't do it.
That is correct.
You're not upper management. Okay, I got you.
We can't override that capacity.
Okay. So does another email need to be sent to upper management, or are they going to just automatically call this? Because I'm afraid they're going to let it go.
I can send over another email as well.
To just try again? Because the reason why I'm a little concerned, Cheryl, is the product that they're measuring for is supposed to be delivered on Wednesday. So I may need to reschedule the delivery because the customer may not want to have it delivered if they find out it doesn't fit. So I need the measure first before I get the product.
Okay, anything else I can help you with?
No. If you can get that ball rolling on that. That'd be great. And then I'll just put the delivery on hold because I know you're not going to be out there by Wednesday. It doesn't sound like anything's going to happen that fast. Well, wait a minute, the 9th. Well, that's tomorrow. Oh, so anything's possible, I guess. So I'll just have to keep checking. So I'll check back tomorrow for a stat update. Okay?
Okay. And is it anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.